It is the weekday wake-up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and the Spur. Wyoming State Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Degenfelder on the air today to talk about the Department of Education at the federal level and the executive order from President Trump to dissolve that department. Superintendent Megan Degenfelder, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, appreciate your time. So, yeah, this was a big event that happened last week at Washington, D.C. You were actually there in attendance when the executive order was signed by the president, something you've supported, I've noticed, and obviously with you being there as well. Tell us why you are in support of this move and what you think it means for education in Wyoming.
Yeah, really great, historic event that occurred last week, really this next step in dismantling the Federal Department of Education. I've always been very supportive of authority as local to the people as possible. The Federal Department of Education didn't even exist before 1979. And we've seen, that the success has not been great nationwide in terms of the federal government leading education. We know that our states do it better. We know that Wyoming does it better. And so I'm very excited that this really puts states more in the driver's seat when it comes to education.
I'm sure you've had concerns expressed to you in your office since this executive order was signed. What have been some of the top concerns that you've heard from residents around the state? And what are your responses to some of those concerns?
Sure. I think a lot of folks are concerned, reasonably so, that this means that we're gutting education. We're not. All we're doing is gutting out the middleman here. The president and Secretary McMahon have been clear over and over again that this does not reduce core statutory functions, like, for example, special education programs, Title I funding for low-income students, or Pell Grants. So what this is it's not dismantling completely education. It's just relocating it in states and really moving education back to education into classrooms where it belongs rather than in Washington, D.C. offices. So it's really more of a restructuring than just gutting education.
When you look at the purpose that the Department of Education was founded for originally, you mentioned 1979, 1980, when it first came about, what were the goals of the department? Why was it put in initially and most recently, now we're in this time, how do you feel that it wasn't meeting those goals?
You know, it's interesting. There's actually a lot of opposition back then, and even President Ronald Reagan, as soon as his administration worked hard to remove it, all with this idea, of trying to move the needle on student achievement. And unfortunately, what we've seen, even with the most recent NAEP results, is that as a country nationwide, reading literacy rates have declined. As we know, as I believe, our states know best how to handle governance. Washington, D.C., we cannot create a one-size-fits-all model. And so that's why we've seen the results that we have, despite billions of dollars being pushed through and strings being attached. The best way that we can move the needle on academic achievement is letting states have the room to be innovative, to do what works best for them, and streamlining funding and opportunities straight to the states, bypassing the federal government.
Wyoming State Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Degenfelder on the weekday wake up this morning. So, Superintendent, what kind of, what's the next step? What have you heard from the local school boards and superintendents around the state of Wyoming, and what happens now?
So I'm hoping there's not a disruption in the classroom whatsoever, that really this just makes funding get quicker to the districts, quicker to the state than it has in the past. We don't have a timeline that was associated with the executive order of when, the department will ultimately be closed. Of course, to completely dismantle the federal agency would take congressional action. And so we're not exactly clear on what timelines will look like, but we stand ready in Wyoming. We're ready to go. We're ready to be in the driver's seat to, again, get rid of that red tape that keeps us from being innovative. And leveraging our money the best way possible for Wyoming students.
You mentioned the funding, and I know that's been brought up a number of times. People are wondering, okay, so what does this mean for federal funds that support local school boards and school districts? You don't expect that to be impacted much then, it sounds like.
The president and the secretary have not indicated, cutting of programs and this funding. What they've indicated is getting out the middleman and getting these funds more quickly and efficiently to states. And again, kind of removing that that red tape bureaucracy that we have to go through, the hoops we have to jump through in order to get the funds, the reports that we have to provide, you know, just all of that additional bureaucracy that keeps us from being innovative and using those funds for initiatives that, that our state thinks or districts think are the best for students.
Wyoming State Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Dagenfelder on the weekday wake up. So, Superintendent, assuming that this does get congressional approval and that it rolls out and this takes place and the federal Department of Education is dissolved, what does that mean for your office specifically and what kind of new roles and responsibilities would happen at the state superintendent level?
Sure. I think what it means is we get money from the feds a lot more quickly and we can do more with it. We have more flexibility with accountability, with assessment, with the way that we use our money for low-income students. And so we can just better align those funds with initiative areas that the people of the state, that our communities are saying, here's what we need and here's how we need to use those funds. And so it'll just allow us, I think, in our agency to have a lot more flexibility, to be able to work more with local districts on how to allocate those funds. And so we're ready. We're ready to do whatever it takes to make sure that funding gets to the classrooms as quickly as possible.
Well, Superintendent, appreciate your time. Anything we missed on this topic or any other education-related topic in Wyoming you'd like to mention while we have you today?
You know, it's just a really exciting time in education. Wyoming does it best. We've seen that across the country. And so the more ways that we can lean into our expertise in the state of Wyoming, I think the better. I'm back out here in D.C. this week meeting with my colleagues, my counterparts from every state across the union. And so just really excited to talk more about, you know, topics like early literacy, where we can see how states are performing, how they're doing better or worse in Wyoming. And looking forward to collaborating and meeting with folks from the federal department to really get more information on how this transition is going to take place.
That's Wyoming State Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Dagenfelder on the Weekday Wake Up, SBI Radio.